The reality of our priestly ministry is that most of us have a tendency to spread ourselves quite thin. And the reason is not because we're unhealthy people not knowing our boundaries. The reason is because we truly want to love, protect, and serve our people, following the example of Jesus, who willingly laid down his life. And the beautiful gift that I receive in return is that many people whom we serve are wonderful in loving, protecting, and serving us also. So it is on Holy Thursday, when the church particularly remembers the institution of priesthood and the institution of the Holy Eucharist, it is also remembering Jesus' commandment to love one another. In recent years, the priesthood has certainly received great blows to its integrity, especially by priests who have been involved in scandal. And yet, we who continue to serve do so by persevering as faithfully as we can, by only the grace of God. Our vocation, or calling by Christ, is marked by our imitation of the Lord. You mostly encounter us celebrating Mass. And from surveys I have read, most priests love this part of our ministry, the celebration of the Holy Eucharist. It's a beautiful way of serving and connecting with our people. For me, this is the divine gift from God which enables me to do what Jesus did and commanded us to do, as we heard in John's version of the Last Supper, and that is to wash feet. We priests are not called to be exalted or praised, but to serve as our Lord did himself as an example. We must be willing to go the gamut, to lay down our lives for every neighbor. Over these years of my own priesthood, I have learned that following the Lord will take you where you do not want to go or expect to go. Fortified with the body and blood, soul and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ, I know that I am enabled to get down to the level of dirty feet. In my years of service, this has included such things as staying up all night and praying with a family in hospital while a 7-year-old girl was being operated on after a freak accident, testifying honestly in court in a sad custody battle, responding to a perceived threat of gun violence in our little Catholic school, collaborating with parents when their youth, who were leaders, got into serious trouble on a retreat, and leading ritual devotions for different cultures in the parish where I serve when I had no training in seminary for that. Priests are certainly needed to confect the Eucharist according to the teachings of our Catholic Church, and the holy people of God are needed by us priests in order for us to feed them with the body and blood of Christ and to fulfill his commandment to serve as he served, washing feet and also loving one another.